Welcome home. Hey everybody, how are we?
What's up, bitches?
Welcome home to episode 26.
Yeah, man, we out here with some 26.
Oh, you want to start right off the bat?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, let's get into it real quick. One of my favorite baseball players, Yankees second baseman DJ LeMahieu.
Okay. Yankees suck.
I don't know about all that. Well, I mean,
that's how I feel.
It's not been great so far this year, but
that's fine.
It's a long season.
26, I think that's the biggest size rim I would get, 26-inch rims.
Okay.
I think anything bigger than that is just like, come on, what are you doing? Unless it's like, you know, like it needs something bigger than that, like a monster truck or some shit.
Okay.
But like for a car I'm driving, I'm not getting anything bigger than 26s.
Nice. If you're walking around with some change in your pocket and that change happens to be a quarter and a penny or five nickels and a penny or two dimes, a nickel and a penny or 26 pennies.
That'd you need be a penny regardless.
That'd be 26 cents. You do need a penny. So that's something. Might be a weird number.
That's the vibe I'm getting.
Yeah. I feel like it's my favorite number now.
Really?
No.
Okay. Well, you guys let us know if you can think of anything for the 26 because... we're drawing a blank here.
Hell yeah. Be sure to send us a message. You can hit us up. Use the link tree in our episode description. From there, you can get to our YouTube. Watch some A12 Gaming. We've been recently playing some Resident Evil Village. So yeah, definitely go check that out. Lots of great stuff there. Lots of great stuff coming. So be sure to subscribe, share, let everybody know. Do the same with Welcome Home. Subscribe on your favorite streaming platform. Share with everybody. And we also want to mention real quick our new partnership, Smooth My Balls.
Yeah, shout out Smooth My Balls. You know, guys, if you need your balls smoothed, that's who you want to go to. They'll take care of you over there.
Hell yeah, we got our own review coming for some of the Smooth My Balls products.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you guys know how well they really work for some of our hairier listeners.
For now, you can, again, hit the link in our episode description. You can get to the Smooth My Balls from there. Use code 812HOMIES, and you can get a discount on Smooth My Balls products.
Yeah, you feel me? It's all about the face card. If they know you know us, they're going to hook you up.
Hell yeah.
You got to let them know you know us.
Again, that's Smooth My Balls. The link's right in the episode description. And use code 812HOMIES. 812HOMIES. Go get your balls smooth, guys. All right, diving into episode 26, we rattled off a couple 26, the few that we could come up with.
Yeah, I don't got shit.
No. Mention 812 Gaming, been playing some Resident Evil.
Mm-hmm.
That's been a lot of fun. Been pretty scary so far. I'm not a big scare kind of guy. You're not either. We've talked about this before.
Yeah, no, I try to stay away from stuff that's meant to bring any sort of negative energy towards me.
Yeah.
You know, whether that be scary or sad or whatever the case may be. I try to avoid all those things.
But it's been a fun game and I've been enjoying it.
Yeah, it looks interesting from the videos. You guys should check them out.
For sure. So you've been doing some work recently on a golf course.
Yeah. Started a job at a country club. I get to drive around in a golf cart all day and use a leaf blower and a weed whacker. It's pretty solid. Smoke weed there. It's nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
No crazy stories yet?
No, not yet. I saw a snake the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
It frightened you a little bit?
No. No, I just saw its tail wiggle away.
You didn't chase after it?
No, I went between some rocks, and I had a weed whacker. I didn't want to... That's actually something I'm scared of. I don't want to, like, hit a snake by accident and, like, get covered in snake blood. Because that would not be cool.
No.
No. Also, have you ever hit a snake with a car?
I don't believe so. How would I know that? Do snakes go in the street?
Yeah. Do you want to listen? So I was driving, and there was a snake slithering across the street.
Like a python or a boa?
Honestly, it looked like a mamba to me, but I know it wasn't a mamba. They're not native to the... It was probably just like a big-ass garden snake or some shit. It
might have been a mamba. You don't know.
I really don't know, to be honest with you. But it was slithering across the street in this neighborhood. And I'm driving, and I, like, tried to swerve a little bit, but I couldn't. I didn't, you know, whatever. I hit the snake. The windows were down. It sounded like a balloon popping. You feel me? Like, I heard it pop. And I was like, oh, shit, what the fuck? And then, like, I was looking in the rear view, and I saw it, like, it was bleeding. Its insides were, like, starting to fall out, but it kept slithering across the street.
Oh, yeah.
And made it, like, to the curb. It didn't make it up the curb, but it made it to the other side of the street before I saw it stop moving. Guts hanging out and shit. I felt bad. It was weird. I didn't expect it to make that sound.
Well, you know they gotta swallow, like, rats and shit, so...
Whole, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe that's got something to do with it.
I mean, their bodies are definitely shaped like balloons, you know? They're the easiest balloon animal to make. You know, I was at work. My partner was like, holy shit, what the fuck? I was like, yeah, dude, I don't fucking know. We both were just surprised by the sound, really.
You know, I've been watching, well, kind of, not really closely, but... See, when I turn my TV off, it's got, like, a bunch of different channels that you can choose from that just keep fucking playing.
Okay.
So, like, for example, for a while I had Kitchen Nightmares channel playing.
Okay.
There's a Game Show Network channel that I had playing for a while. I recently had a European sports channel playing for a while.
Well, that doesn't sound enjoyable.
No, I mean, you got to watch a lot of old soccer games.
Doesn't sound interesting. Not a big soccer fan.
There's, like, an IGN channel. There's a Nickelodeon channel. There's...
You mean Nickelodeon?
Yeah, well, it's called, like, Nick Pluto TV or something.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. But anyway, I just decided to switch it up recently.
Okay, what are you watching now?
I found it's, like, a nature channel, kind of. And there's been shows about, like... It's mostly animals just, like, fucking and fighting.
It's pretty much all they do.
Yeah. Yeah, that is just an animal by nature, honestly.
Yeah, fucking, fighting, eating, sleeping.
Yeah.
Those are the four basic, you know, life functions.
I've seen shit on, like, kangaroos and koalas and fucking... I think there was a snake one, definitely, that I saw recently.
You ever see a kangaroo pouch in real life?
In real life, no.
Them Jones look gross.
Well, I'm sure. There's an animal that lives in the pouch.
That shit is gross, bro. It is not how they describe it on cartoons and shit.
What, like Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah, like Winnie the Pooh, like Kanga. That shit is not what that shit looks like. It looks like a fat-ass pussy in the middle of their stomach. That shit looks crazy, bro. I forget where I saw it. That shit looked crazy, bro. It wasn't, like, in person, obviously. It was, like, a picture. But that shit looked crazy.
All right, Dolan, I think it's about time.
Time for what?
Well, I think you know.
Aw, man. Is it Reddit time?
It's Reddit time.
Guess I'm as ready as I'll ever be for these.
Let's get into it. Reddit referral, ladies and gentlemen. I lied to a blind neighbor and told him I moved away.
Wow. That's vicious.
Many years ago, I was standing on one of my balconies when a taxi driver was obnoxiously blowing his horn out in front and yelling for a blind man to walk toward my voice from his own townhouse. That direction was towards traffic. My roommate and I went down and helped him to the taxi and scolded the driver for being so rude. I made the mistake of giving the blind neighbor my phone number so that I could give him a ride in the future. Then the phone calls came and never stopped. And when I gave him a ride, he would ask for various detours. I'm very calculated by nature. If he had told me beforehand where he wanted to go, it would be cool. But no. We'd be driving along and he'd throw in two or three extra places on each ride. It came to be every day that he wanted rides, and he'd even call me to remind me to give him a ride, not that I was ever late or backed out. Finally, I had enough, so I gauged how blind he was. His response was he was blind as a bat. A week or two after, I said that I told him I had a job interview in the next city. A week after that, I told him I got the job and was moving away in a month. After I moved away, it was strange as hell walking by him in silence as he stood on the sidewalk.
He probably know you didn't move and is just like, wow, this dude's a dick. Because his senses are heightened, so like he hears you walking past him in silence.
Yeah,
and like,
he can smell your ass.
He definitely smells you. He doesn't smell your ass, but like humans have a scent that I'm sure is, you know, a little different with everybody. Every person has a specific scent.
Like a snowflake.
Yeah, but like a snowflake. But I mean, like, I kind of would probably do the same thing. I don't think you did a super bad thing. I think you could have just went about it differently. Like, you could have been like, bro, I'm not your fucking Uber, like, you feel me? I'm not about to just drive you everywhere. Or you could have said, yo, I will drive you everywhere if you pay me to be your driver. You feel me? Like, hire me. But, yeah, I mean, things could be worse. You could have done something worse to him. You could have robbed him or something. He'd have never knew. He wouldn't see you.
But he would hear you.
What the fuck's he gonna do? Blind, he can't see.
But he can hear.
I don't think hearing helps you fight.
No, but if you know, like, someone's general location, you could toss a grenade.
You would have to be able to find a grenade and then find the pin on the grenade and then pull it and then still realize, okay, I have to throw it in this general direction.
I figure the guy keeps one on his hip.
Well, one, that's illegal. It doesn't matter what kind of person you are. You can't keep grenades on your hip. That's just simply not allowed anywhere.
Really?
I mean, at least not in America.
What about maybe in times of war?
The soldiers might, like, have a grenade belt.
Well, maybe he's a soldier.
Not if he's blind.
Well, maybe he was blinded in war.
Okay.
And he never took his grenade belt off.
Once you're not in the war anymore, you gotta give the grenades back so somebody in the war can use them.
Yeah, but if he was blind, then he wouldn't know he still has them on, so that could explain it.
He would feel them on, though.
Yeah, but he wouldn't be able to take it off.
But if he didn't know he had them on, how would he know to use them if he was getting robbed?
Because he could smell them.
So then he would have known he had them on. So now he's stealing government property.
Yeah, but it's like an instinctual, like, fight or flight thing. Like, oh, I can hear that I'm being robbed. Holy shit, I smell that I got grenades on me. Let me use one.
No, I don't think so, pal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, on to the next one then.
Yeah, what's up next?
I fell asleep masturbating with the curtains open and porn playing.
Ah, been there. It's a rough one, bud.
I thought it would be nice to nut before I slept and before my sleeping pill kicked in, and my room was dark, so I figured, why close the blinds? I was lubing up my cock with silicone lube, felt really good, and got my cock really hard and was enjoying what I was watching. Next thing I realized, I wake up at 11 a.m., dick in hand with lube. Lube spilled all over my body and sheets and porn playing, and the neighbors can clearly see what happened. I live in an apartment area and at the first floor, so everybody next door saw everything.
Mm.
The neighbor right in front of me was having lunch and raised his glass to say cheers to me and smiled. Advice, cover all your bases before jerking off and don't jerk under the influence.
Damn, that's a little worse than I thought, bro. Can they see your TV through the window too?
It sounds like it.
Sounds like they just knew what you had going on. I would probably never have those curtains open regardless of if I was masturbating or not. I don't like people knowing what I'm doing that often. Like, yeah. I've fallen asleep while trying to masturbate before and just woke up dick in hand like, ah, shit. You know, phone dead or something. Just be fucked up. I've been there. I feel your pain, bro. It's okay. It'll get better.
All right, ready for the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Darth Vader makes me feel things. Sexual things.
I knew it.
You guys know Darth Vader? The one from Star Wars?
We know who he is.
The one that killed all the Jedi and the younglings? Not just the men, but the women and the children too? Yeah, that guy. Now I know that tons of women love Anakin and his respective actors, and I do too. But I want to fuck the actual Vader, not Anakin. I don't know how that work, but it started a couple years ago. I loved Darth Vader for quite some time. I found him to be the best villain of all time and easily one of my most favorite characters. But now I have a hard time watching Star Wars without actually getting excited because of both Anakin and Vader. I think I may have an idea of what is so attractive, and I would listen to his breathing in order to regulate mine, since he averages 12 breaths per minute. I know a part of this is definitely for comfort, and I'm not concerned about any of this. It just seems like my love for Vader and disdain for the Jedi can get a little too intense at times. What do y'all think? Do you guys have a character like this?
No. No, I don't think that I do.
You don't?
No. I don't think I have any cartoon characters that really turn me on.
Well, I wouldn't categorize Darth Vader as a cartoon character.
That's true. Oh, man. Well, that just opens up a whole other world. There are definitely actresses, I can say, who...
Yeah, like the Pioneer Woman?
No, not like the Pioneer Woman.
That's the only one I can think of.
Like Megan Fox in like 2012, before people realized her thumbs were fucked up. That's when she was in her prime.
I didn't know that. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, she's got fucked up thumbs.
And that's why she doesn't do movies anymore.
I don't know about all that.
When's the last time you seen Megan Fox in a movie?
I'm sure if you check her IMDb, it was recent. Maybe 2019 at the latest.
Maybe a Machine Gun Kelly music video.
There you go. You like Machine Gun Kelly?
Only sometimes.
I'll give it to you. I'm a wild boy.
All right, last one here. I shit in my dad's filtered water pitcher.
Why would you do that?
One time, the toilet wasn't flushing, so my dad put his filtered water pitcher in the bathroom and told us to use it to flush the toilet. I was around 12 years old at the time and totally misunderstood him. For some reason, I thought he meant to shit inside the pitcher, then put that in the toilet with the flushing water. Now I realize I was supposed to use the pitcher to pour flushing water into the toilet since it wasn't making any, and that shitting inside the pitcher didn't do anything but ruin it. I spent a very long time cleaning the pitcher very thoroughly and made sure nobody would notice a skid mark on it, and it worked, so nobody found out.
Oh my god, bro, you're vicious.
The pitcher was used for many years after the incident, and whenever I saw it, I envisioned my shit in it and never drank out of it again.
Yeah, no fuck. I wanted to say no shit, but there was shit. There was shit in it. That's gross, bro. I'd have been like, yo, my fault. Like, I'm sorry, I thought you meant something else. You mean, let's get a new pitcher, because... that's gross, bro. You probably gave somebody like E. coli or something.
Is that how that spreads?
I think so.
All right, that's going to do it for the Reddit referral for this episode.
Yep.
A couple good ones for you. That's going to bring us to our question segment of the episode.
Okay.
Dolan, what kind of questions you got today?
So, Griff, I'm curious about your take on these, okay?
Okay.
First one being, is cereal soup?
No.
Why not?
Because cereal is cereal itself. It's Cheerios, Frosted Flakes, Raisin Bran, Fruit Loops, whatever. That is cereal.
Right.
Putting it in a bowl and putting milk in it, that doesn't make it something different. Like, the cereal is the cereal. That's why it's cereal. It's not cereal soup.
Okay. I agree. What's the weirdest smell you've ever smelled?
Weirdest?
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me some kind of parameters for weirdest? Like, how would you define a weird smell? Like, do you have one in mind that I could maybe go off of?
In my mind, I'm thinking of something that you wouldn't expect to smell like what it smelled like. Like, something that you smelled and were like, what the fuck is that? And then saw it and were like, holy shit, really? Like...
Okay. I got one.
Okay. It's,
I don't know if it necessarily gets at what the question is trying to ask, but based off what you described... One time, a couple years ago, somebody hit me with some smelling salts.
Really?
Yeah, which I had no idea what to expect. I didn't know what they were or what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like they had some kind of distinct smell that I was like, oh, like, that smells weird. But, like, obviously I took a big fucking whiff and my brain caught on fire. And I was not expecting that, and that was very weird.
Yeah.
So that's a weird smell, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that's different. I was thinking, like, you know, the slime you used to buy from, like, the dollar store?
Okay, that used to taste pretty good.
No, not taste, but smell.
Oh, smell pretty good, too. Well, yeah, I mean, if it smells good, it usually tastes good. Am I right?
All right, we're not. That explains a lot.
What do you mean?
You were in there eating fucking slime.
Not in the store.
Doesn't matter where you were doing it. You were eating slime. It's gross.
You don't have any proof of that.
I've eaten Play-Doh. So I can't.
Well, that's good, too.
Play-Doh is good, I can't lie. But we're not talking about that. The slime, I would not attempt to eat. But it smelled, it always had like a rotten eggy kind of smell to me. I was never really a big fan of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. When your balls get really sweaty and musty, that gives off an interesting kind of smell.
Yeah, I've gone a couple days without a shower before and surprised myself.
That can't be a good time.
Mm-mm. This is the last question I got for you tonight, Griff.
What's up?
What's invisible, but you wish that people could see?
Huh.
No, I know what mine is off the bat.
Well, go ahead.
Hunger.
Hunger.
Yes, and if I could pick how it were to be seen, it would be kind of like a Teletubbies type situation, where whatever you're hungry for gets displayed on your stomach. Like, say, oh, I'm in the mood for Chick-fil-A. So, like, boom, chicken sandwich on your stomach.
Tinky Winky, La La... Ho.
Those are the names of the Teletubbies, yes.
Right.
You know how they had stuff on their stomachs? Or was that the Care Bears?
I don't know. You ever seen the vacuum, though?
What vacuum? Oh, from the Teletubbies. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking fuck Tubby guy. Toast.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Fruit salad.
No, yummy, thank yummy. You. No, thank you.
Okay.
I was never into that kind of shit.
It's a great song. But anyway, I wish people could, like, see when people were hungry and, like, it was, like, displayed, you know, like. Well, oh, I wish I had, like, I'm hungry for tacos. Or, you know, I'm hungry for some pasta. Or I'm hungry for a burger.
Well, that's great for the individual, but what the fuck do I care what you're hungry for or when you're hungry?
I don't know. That was just where my mind went to. It doesn't have to benefit you. It's just, it's invisible, like, I guess, and I wish I could see it. Okay. I would like to know what other people are hungry for. It could help with, say, your girlfriend's hungry, and she's like, oh, I don't know what I want. Now you know what she wants. But avoid a lot of arguments.
She would just be lying, then, if she says she doesn't know what she wants, and clearly there's some kind of display of what she wants.
Well, because it's based off of, like, body. I don't know. I don't know how it works, but you can... you can, like, be like, okay, I'm kind of in the mood for this, but, like, I don't know, last time I had this, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, girls will find a way to spin it. They could just avoid things. You don't even gotta ask. You just see this shit pop up on her stomach, and you're like, all right, here, let's go get some food.
The place my head is at right now is kind of like everything. Like, the force, almost. The energy between different things.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Like, being able to see gravity and stuff.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Like, the energy that surrounds us all the time that we just...
I think there would be too much going on.
There would be. There would be. But I just think, as far as something that's invisible that I think would be really cool to be able to see, like, we exist in all this different kind of energy and force and all this different shit going on around us all the time.
Right.
But it's something that's, you know, just not a thought. Like, we're just existing, we're just living, but there's so much going on around us all at once. To be able to see that, I feel like that'd be cool.
Yeah, no, I agree.
All right, so there we go, wrapping up the question segment.
There you go, brought to you by Dolan.
Hell yeah, some good questions, bud.
Yeah, you already know.
We're gonna have to keep tapping that well.
Yeah, we'll see. So it might run dry soon.
You know, putting the plug in the butt, if you will.
Don't like that analogy.
Okay. All right, moving on to some Dolan tweets.
Yeah, what have I said?
All right, let's start here.
All right.
August 21st, 2015.
Ooh, okay, right before senior year.
At 4 p.m.
Okay.
I don't care how this sounds, I hate ugly people who think they're cute.
I do. I still do. I stand by that. I hate people who are unattractive and try to, like, carry themselves as if they are attractive. You feel me? You know, like the ugly girl who's like, I can get any guy I want. I hate people like that.
October 24th, 2015.
Okay.
7:16 p.m.
Okay.
I'm just a depressed teenage boy with nice hair and pretty eyes.
All accurate. For the time period, yes. I was, in fact, depressed. I do have pretty eyes. I don't know how nice my hair is. You know, I might have just been spicing it a little bit there, but... Yeah, and I definitely was super depressed. Happens to everybody. I feel like every teenager is depressed. It's just part of being a teenager, kind of.
Kind of.
Deal with the shit.
Yeah. November 5th, 2015. 8:47 p.m.
Okay, late night.
If you post, go like my last picture, or show love, unfollowing ghosts, 1, you're a lame or a whore, 2, stop it.
I stand by that statement as well. It's pretty much only whores at this point, though. But all that, like, I hate people who talk about social media, like, at all, really. Like, people who bring up anything, like, oh, these people are watching my page, or, like, you know, post, like, little drama and beef and shit. I hate all that shit.
Yeah.
I think all that shit is super corny. Like,
it is.
That shit, yeah. I don't like seeing shit like that. I mean, people be like, oh, how you gonna unfollow me, but you still watching my story? Bro, who cares? Like, don't nobody give a fuck. I don't know, man. Whatever.
February 12th, 2016.
Ooh.
6:57 p.m.
Okay.
This one I was a little surprised to come across.
Is that good or bad?
You tell me.
All right.
If you get me at Alessia Cara's album for my birthday, I'll be so hype.
Yeah, I never got the album, but That's when she had that song, that one. You know the song?
I don't, actually.
It's the one. Oh, fuck. What's it called?
I don't know that I've ever listened to a song by her.
No, you've heard it. It's the one about the girl in the party who, like, doesn't like parties.
Nope.
Fuck, what's it fucking called? Hold on. Hold on. I got you. Was it called Here? Yeah, it was. But no, you've definitely heard the song.
March 15th, 2016.
Okay.
9:17 p.m.
Ooh, alright.
If you ever need a place to sit, my face will be there.
I don't know who I was talking to at that time, but at this time, that statement is still accurate. And if you know it's accurate for you, go ahead and text me. Face is always available for a beautiful woman to sit on anytime they need to.
April 25th, 2016. 8:39 p.m.
Alright.
If you're a grown-ass man, and my voice is deeper than yours, your wife probably cheats on you.
I agree. What year was that?
2016.
Yeah, I was 18. And I feel like if a teenager has a super deep voice, and your husband has a, you know, your husband sounds like you, there might be something wrong.
All right, and let's end with this one here.
Okay.
January 4th, 2017.
Ooh.
1:45 p.m.
Okay.
I believe in equal opportunities for everybody, which is why I don't pull out. All my kids have the same chance to become people.
It's a great motto. Great way to live. You really want to be fair, you give everybody a shot. You feel me?
All right, and that's going to start to wrap up and bring a close to episode 26 of Welcome Home.
All right, we did it, guys.
We're really climbing up there, Dolan.
Yeah.
Step by step, episode by episode, we're getting there.
Yeah. Slow grind beats no grind.
Hell yeah, and we couldn't do it without the support from listeners like you guys. For all our new listeners, all our returning listeners, welcome home. We really appreciate you listening. Make sure to give us 5 stars and a nice written review if you enjoyed your time here. Subscribe on your favorite streaming platform. You can hit the link in our bio to follow us on social medias and subscribe to us on YouTube, where you can find lots of great content, including 812 Gaming, and lots of great content to come. You can also use the link in our episode description to go check out Smooth My Balls and use code 812HOMIES to get a discount on some Smooth My Balls products. All right, Dolan, you got some send-off advice for the people.
Guys, don't forget to smile, because if you bring positive energy around, that's going to help make other people's energy become positive as well. And, you know, it'll have a ripple effect. If you start to try to make a conscious effort to be happier, everything around you will start to kind of brighten up and become more positive with you being more positive in and of yourself. So, you know, always try to look at the bright side. You know, things could always be worse. You guys will make it through it. I'm here for you. Love you, homies.
It's a beautiful sentiment.
That's what I'm here for.
Be sure to tune in for episode 27. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Welcome home.
This episode has been brought to you by 812 Media Productions.